This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Before I get to all the news of the day, it's Wayne Allen Root live. Friday, I will say proof of life, right? It's Friday, February 26th. Hour number one of the next 3 hours of the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 KBET, here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Before I get to the news of the day, and boy, there's a lot of it. I want to start with my latest commentary that will be out this weekend, Sunday to be exact, through Creator Syndicate. It will be syndicated all over the United States in newspapers from coast to coast. Last week I had a commentary, hopefully you were with me, last Friday, and it was part one about the communist takeover of the United States, right? I laid out the case that Joe Biden is not the president, and Barack Obama, in fact, is the new president of the United States. The new president is, in fact, the old president. It's the third term of Obama, and this is part two of the communist takeover of the United States. Next week I'll have part three for you. These are the most important things I've ever written in my life. This one is titled The Communist Takeover of the United States, Part Two. This is part two of my series on the communist takeover of the United States. Part one centered on the new president who oversees it all, Barack Obama. I do believe the new president is, in fact, the old president. This is the third term of Obama. The first time around, Obama tried his best to destroy America, American exceptionalism, Judeo-Christian values, our capitalist economic system, our health care system, which is, by the way, 17.7% of the U.S. economy. So that's, you want to destroy capitalism, destroy health care first. And, of course, the great American middle class. He tried to wipe them out. Obama gave it his best shot. He crippled America, but he couldn't quite finish the job. He needed Hillary to be elected to finish the job, but we all know how that turned out. Trump managed to beat a rigged election by bringing out the biggest turnout of white middle-class voters in history in 2016. Obama vowed to never let that happen again. Hence the 2020 election of old, weak, feeble, brain-dead basement Biden, hopelessly lost and confused with dementia. He's fallen and he can't get up. Obama likes it that way. Biden is Obama's puppet and front guy. Obama can now finish the job and do it under the cover of darkness. Biden gives him cover. Now Obama can carry out his plan ruthlessly, more ruthlessly than he ever could when he was the first black president and wanted to convince American voters he wasn't radical or extreme. Back then, Obama had to move with caution. He had to boil the frog slowly. As I warned in my number one national bestseller in 2013, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. That's what I kept saying. Obama is boiling the frog slowly. He has to try and look moderate. All of that is history. No more moving with caution. Now he's throwing caution in the wind. See Biden's record-setting executive orders. They're as radical and Marxist as anything ever seen in America's history. Obama is running the show. He is back to finish the job he started in 2008. Here in part two, I will explain the actual plan itself. I learned at a Columbia University from 79 to 83... I was Obama's college classmate at the Ivy League College where Marxism and the destruction of America was taught in every classroom. The plan was called Cloward Piven, named after a husband-wife team of Columbia professors. Cloward and Piven created the perfect Marxist plan, get every American possible on welfare and other government handout programs in order to overwhelm the system, bring the national debt to levels never imagined, bankrupt America, and bring business owners to their knees when the economy collapses. And then you've got a socialist country. I recognize exactly what's happening today in America with Biden as Pino, P-I-N-O, Pino, president in name only. You weren't thinking I was talking about his anatomy, right? Biden as a small Pino, president in name only. Obama is running the show, and he's using a modified version of the Cloward and Piven plan from our Columbia days. Democrats, otherwise known as socialists, Marxists, and communists, tried to get everyone on welfare for the past 38 years since Obama and I graduated Columbia. That was Cloward Piven. They came close, but they never could quite overwhelm and collapse the system. Never could quite overwhelm and collapse the system. Close, but no cigar. The success of capitalism, Reagan and Trump, got in the way. But now Obama has modified the plan. He's going to use the next 4 years to open the borders, and instead of MAGA, Obama is going to MAFA, Make America Fart Again. This is a modified version of Cloward Piven. If you can't get every American on welfare, then change the composition of America. Open the borders and recruit millions, eventually tens of millions, of foreigners who don't speak English, who know nothing about American history or the U.S. Constitution, who have no education, talent, or skills, who require cradle-to-grave welfare, who will vote Democrat forevermore in order to keep the welfare checks coming. Soon America is so filled with foreigners, America becomes foreign to Americans. And those foreigners tip the scale and overwhelm the system with all their welfare, food stamps, free health care, free education, and a thousand other needs. Have you seen Biden's executive actions? Have you closely watched Biden's first 6 weeks in office? It's all dedicated to open borders. It's an obsession. It's about illegal aliens. It's about giving them every form of welfare imaginable. It's about giving them rights, privileges, and advantages American-born citizens don't have. This is the Cloward-Piven plan Obama and I learned at Columbia, modified by Obama. He's overwhelming the system and collapsing the U.S. economy by flooding our nation with illegal aliens. The floodgates are open. The disaster has begun. In part three next week, I'll identify every detail of this plan. Wait till I read you the list of actions and policies by Biden, otherwise known as Obama, otherwise known as O'Biden. Wait till I read you the list of what he's done in just 6 weeks for illegal aliens. It's the most incredible list you've ever heard in your life. But those are the two most important columns I've probably ever wrote, because I've pointed out that it's not Biden as president. It is definitely Obama, and I've pointed out why Obama is the guy to destroy America, because he was so moderate the first time around, at least in his actions, the way he acted. Not his policies, but his actions. You know, he always laughed it off. I'm a communist. Oh, yeah. I'm a racist. Oh, yeah, right. Ha, 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 ha. And now he's free to do whatever he wants to do. He was hiding what he was last time. Great example. I read to you yesterday. I shared it with you yesterday that Obama now says, even though in 2008 he campaigned and said he was not for reparations for black people, now he says he's for reparations for black people, and the only reason it didn't happen while he was president is resistance from white extremists, white supremacists, which, of course, he means every white person that voted for Trump. Now, he never told us that when he was running for president. He never told us that when he was running for re-election. He never told us that when he was president. He kept it hidden. Just he kept hidden his belief in gay marriage. If he had said in 2008 he was for gay marriage and reparations, he never would have been president of the United States. So he shut his mouth. I wrote whole books about this. The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. The Murder of the Middle Class. Angry White Male. These were all books that spelled out all the lies of Obama. He was the most radical guy ever, but he hid it really well. He was a stealth communist. And now he's free to do whatever he wants. Because he's not president. He's the man behind the puppet, Joe Basement Biden. And he's carrying out the exact plan that we learned at Columbia. Every student learned at Columbia in political science class. And who was a political science major at Columbia? Wayne Allyn and Barack Hussein Obama. We were both pre-law and both political science majors. Of course he heard Cloward Piven. We all heard it all the time, ad nauseum. And you don't think I'm right. Just as I release this column, what comes out today at Zero Hedge, 27% of all household income in the United States now comes from the government. There was just a really good report about government today, about the economy today. Basically, 100% of it is based on Biden sending out free welfare checks to everyone in America. You know, it makes you look rich when the government sends you money, but it's your money they're sending you. You owe it all back. The national debt is owed back. You know, it's the same as if you feel rich because you got a credit card payment. You know, you got a credit card line advance. But you owe it back. You know, or you went to one of those stores, those payday loan stores. All of a sudden, you're rich. You got $2,500. You're rich. Well, you owe it all back with usurious interest. You're not rich. You're an idiot. So anybody who got a check from the government feels rich. But there's nothing rich about it. That money came from you, the taxpayer. They just gave you your own money, and now you owe it back. 27% of all American household income now comes from the government. Oh, gee, that's a really good stat. That, you know, equals a great future, doesn't it? Some good things. Today at CPAC started today. Conservative Political Action Conference started today. Usually it's in Maryland, right outside Washington, D.C. Now it's in Orlando, Florida. And they say they're moving it permanently now, it sounds like, to Florida. And I don't blame them. How could you do a conservative event near Washington, D.C., or in liberal Maryland, or in liberal Virginia? Makes no sense. So Florida should be the home of CPAC. And Donald Trump Jr. was on the stage today, and he calls out the DeSantis-Cuomo double standard. He says Cuomo gets Emmys, TV Emmys, for sending your grandmother to her nursing home death. You know? And it's true. Donald Trump Jr., son of former president, decried the double standard applied to Governor Cuomo of New York and Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida regarding their respective states' handling of COVID. DeSantis has taken criticism from the media for a hands-off approach and letting people go to restaurants and bars and nightclubs. Cuomo has been aggressive in using government power. Look at the difference in the handling of DeSantis versus Cuomo. He said, Andrew Cuomo gets Emmys for sending your grandmother to her nursing home to her death. DeSantis got more hell in Florida for keeping beaches open. For keeping beaches open with social distancing and masks than Andrew Cuomo got for executive orders sending people into nursing homes to die. When we knew sending sick and elderly back into nursing homes was a susceptible population that people would get hurt. Governor DeSantis gets more hell for various decisions, Donald Trump Jr. said, for taking on the press than Cuomo does for having credible accusations of sexual harassment. There's a double standard out there, and the people in America see it, which is why the mainstream media's approval is almost as low as Congress's. That is the truth. When we get back, I'll tell you about a big ruling in Arizona, a good one for us. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
So here.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. All of you know the Liberty HealthShare story. Anybody's listening to my show. But we get new listeners every day. There's people who've never been with us before that join us every day. Liberty HealthShare is amazing. They're not a health insurance company. They are Christian healthcare sharing. They are an alternative to traditional health insurance. But it's better than traditional health insurance, in my opinion. And I found them 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the last 4 years. And I'm a member. How's that for a testimonial? My children are members. And just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $100,000? I think it might be as high as $175,000. But let's just call it an even $100,000 just to be on the safe side. But well over 100 I've saved, maybe as much as $175,000. And what if you had an extra $150,000, $175,000 in your bank account? How would that make you feel? You'd have it if you had joined Liberty 6 years ago like I did. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Again, 855-58-LIBERTY. Really good news, and I've got good news for you. A judge rules that Arizona's Maricopa County must turn over 2.1 million November election ballots to the Senate. A judge on Friday, Maricopa County Superior Judge Timothy Thomason, ruled that Maricopa County must provide 2.1 million ballots for the November 3rd election to the Arizona State Senate and allow access to its election equipment to conduct an audit. This is the first time anybody's given us an actual audit. Judge Timothy Thomason ruled subpoenas issued by Arizona State Senate are valid, should be enforced, and he disputed arguments from Maricopa County officials saying the subpoenas are unlawful. Does anybody ever wonder, you know, all the people are saying, oh, the election wasn't stolen? There was nothing stolen. This is absurd. Judges ruled against you. Do you realize nobody has ever allowed an audit? A real audit? I think Georgia did an audit. It was just as big a lie as the election. They sat there and recounted the same fake ballots. That's their version of an audit. The county, and why are they so against audits? If it's all on the up and up and there was no stolen election, why are they against audits? Why are they so scared that someone could actually look into what happened? The county previously stated that multiple audits have been sufficient and ballots should be sealed. The court finds the subpoenas legal and enforceable, Thomason wrote. There is no question the senators have the power to issue legislative subpoenas. The subpoenas comply with the statutory requirements for legislative subpoenas. The Senate has broad constitutional power to oversee elections. The Arizona legislature clearly has the power to investigate and examine election reform matters. The move was hailed by Republicans in the Arizona legislature. Arizona Senate President Karen Fann, a Republican, told news outlets after the judge's ruling, their move was never about overturning the election. It was about the integrity of the Arizona election system. Senator Warren Peterson, a Republican, confirmed the Senate will go through with a forensic audit of Maricopa's November 3rd election results. Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, saw more than 2.1 million people vote during the last election. So I do believe this is a big, big thing. 2.1 million ballots. Now I understand. I didn't, until this very moment of reading this and sharing this with you at the same time, right? I never read it till now beyond the headline. The 2.1 million is all Maricopa County, which is where I believe the entire election was stolen in Arizona, just like Clark County in Las Vegas. It's all about illegal aliens voting and fake ballots. Fake ballots for illegal aliens. Fake ballots for homeless people, fake ballots for dead people, fake ballots for, 500 people at one address who don't actually exist. Incredible. Insanity. This is America. It's not a third world banana republic. It's America, right? And Trump is about to form a new super PAC and is expected to tap his former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, to play a leading role in the endeavor. Corey, a great friend of mine, yours truly, a great friend of this show. How many times have you been on the show? 20 times? Trump discussed his new political efforts during a meeting Thursday of his closest political allies. And he told advisors of the meeting he intends to ask task Corey Lewandowski with spearheading the new super PAC. So that's good news. We will be right back with lots more to talk about and a great guest coming up next. Great guest because his entire life is about illegal immigration. He knows everything about it, firsthand knowledge. And he will tell you what Biden's doing to America when we get back. Wayne Allyn, The Warrior.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are on the wrong track with their sweeping stimulus package. McCarthy telling reporters the measure should be more focused on getting schools fully opened as soon as possible. McCarthy also saying Democrats are filling the bill with things that are unrelated to the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
Today, Democrats will have to go on the record. Do they support this money going to Nancy Pelosi's subway, or will they do the right thing and spend the money on resources for kids who are suffering from school closures because of COVID?
President Biden in Texas, he's touring a mass coronavirus vaccination center. That's his last stop of the day as the president was surveying damage from last week's deadly storm. He already stopped by an emergency operations center and a food bank in Houston. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. The root is on fire. We got to get... Segment number one of this first hour. You heard me talk about... I went to Columbia University. We learned a plan called Cloward Piven. Barack Obama was my classmate at Columbia, class of 83. So I know he knew about Cloward Piven. And Cloward Piven said, you overwhelm the system, and you get everyone on welfare, and you bankrupt the country. And you bring all the businessmen and women to their knees, begging government to save them, and that's how you get socialism. And I just read you my latest commentary where I believe Obama is really the president, not Biden. He's the man behind the president. Biden's the front man, the puppet. Obama's in charge. It's his third term. The new president's the old president. And Obama's carrying out Cloward Piven, the plan we learned at Columbia, except he's modified it. They tried for 38 years since I graduated Columbia. They tried to overwhelm the system and collapse the economy by getting everyone on welfare, and it never worked because capitalism is so good. They couldn't get enough people on welfare to collapse the system. And, of course, Reagan and Trump both, you know, got in office after Carter and Obama and saved the country and brought it back. So they couldn't do it. I believe that now Obama and Biden are trying to collapse the economy and overwhelm the system by using a new modified method. They're not trying to get every American on welfare. They're trying to bring tens of millions of foreigners into the country and get them on welfare. They don't speak English. They have no talent. They have no skills. And they'll bring all their family members, and pretty soon there's tens of millions of new people, and every one of them is on welfare from cradle to grave. And it overwhelms the system, and it collapses the economy. And that's the way they're going to destroy America, with open borders and letting in millions and giving them all welfare. That's Cloward Piven modified. So without further ado, let's bring our guest on. I want to get his thoughts on what I just said. His name is Michael Cutler. He's a columnist for Front Page Magazine, a radio host. His website's michaelcutler.net. What I love about him is he's a former senior special agent for INS, which is now DHS and ICE. And so his whole life was specializing in illegal immigration and what was happening on that border. He knows everything about that border. Michael Cutler, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Wayne, thank you so much for having me. You know, you and I met a long time ago. I think it was in the green room at Fox. We were both going on to do some interviews. And
correct.
It's great to join you. And you're right. And in fact, you know, I also spent half my 30 years working with the Dread Task Force. I was the first immigration agent assigned to the Unified Intelligence Division of DEA. And I've arrested and investigated terrorists. So immigration impacts everything. It's not this minor issue that the globalists would have you believe. Oh, it's about dishwashers and people mowing lawns. No, nothing could be further from the truth. I work with the Speakers Bureau in D.C. They do seminars for the military and the intelligence agencies. It's really a privilege to stand in front of a room filled with Air Force brass, which I've done numerous times. And I always make the point that if you really want to understand immigration, realize the shared common mission of our military is to keep America's enemies as far from our shores as possible. But up close and in person, that important job falls to the Border Patrol and ICE. So this is why it's even more than just the economy. It's about everything. It impacts everything. And I wrote an article not that long ago where I said that for the Democrats to succeed, Americans must fail. It's not just bringing in foreign voters. I keep hearing this ad nauseum. It's that if you make Americans compete with foreign workers, you destroy the middle class. Alan Greenspan actually laid it out at a hearing on April 30th, 2009, to Chuck Schumer. And I've testified before congressional hearings, I think 17 times in the House and Senate, that I was actually called by some Democrats like Jackson Lee, as well as generally the Republicans. This isn't a left-right issue. It's a right-wrong issue. And then they lost their mind. Because Greenspan told Schumer that the solution to wage inequality, when looking at high-tech workers, so he had the brass to call the privileged elite. We're talking about middle-class computer programmers, okay? We're not talking about Greenspan, Gates, and Zuckerberg. And he said the solution is to make American high-tech workers compete with foreign workers, get rid of their wage premium, and then you greatly reduce inequality in wages between Americans with skills and those with lesser skills. In other words, kill the middle class when the working poor will have nobody to be envious of. And when I tried to get Bob Goodlatte, the Republican chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, to talk about it, we had a private meeting, he refused, and then I found out why. He was an immigration lawyer before he went to Congress. I guess he's doing it again. He specialized in H-1B visas, shocker.
Ah.
And he told me how his son would love to bring in tens of thousands of brilliant Indian programmers. I said, you know, my first wife tragically died of cancer in her 30s many years ago. She was a brilliant programmer, Phi Beta Kappa graduate, MBA. Most of her colleagues, Americans, had the same sorts of credentials. What are they, chopped liver? And he ended the conversation. Look up Bobby Goodlatte, Republican, okay, his son. Got his start with Zuckerberg at Facebook. Both parties are doing this to us, looking for cheap labor and control over the government. And so the whole point, as my dad told me, if you want to turn a capitalist into a communist, take away his money. And this is the way to do it. And the media keeps talking about the 11 million, which is bunk. Just like Reagan said, a million, we wind up with almost 4 million. But that's only the tip of the proverbial iceberg, Wayne.
How many do you think are actually in the country? How many do you believe are in the country, illegal aliens, right now?
I would guess in excess of 30 million, at least.
Right, that's what I've been saying. Is 24 million an absolute minimum? Because that's what Harvard said. And then, in reality, I think probably 30 or more million. So, yes, we're in the same ballpark.
You have people making false claims. You have people sitting in jail. You know, I worked with Al D'Amato to create the aggravated felon reentry law that made reentry by criminals a 20-year felony. Until that time, it was a 2-year crime with no distinction about criminal history. Once the law changed under President Trump, that violation of law became the most frequently prosecuted felony. You could put a case together in an afternoon. You get the executed warrant of deportation. You get the guy's fingerprints. You do a comparison. You query the database that he was never granted authorization to return to the United States legally. And those are the elements of the crime. So in an afternoon, you could put together a case that puts a bad guy on average away for 5 years. It's a slam dunk. And what's your defense? They might say they're not all here, but they certainly are here physically, okay? So the point is the immigration laws aren't about race. That's another big lie. And what do they lie about? Oh, this is racist and xenophobic, and the border wall is supposed to keep out Mexicans. First of all, the border wall, believe it or not, this is going to shock everybody, is not designed to keep a single person out of the United States. I'm not getting it wrong. If the goal was to keep people out, they would have closed off the ports of entry. The border wall does not block the port of entry, okay? So all it does is funnel all traffic through the ports of entry. So I have two comparisons to the border wall. The velvet rope at the bank that guides the customers to the next available teller, or the cattle runs they use at the airport to guide the travelers to the next available TSA agent, which leads us to another analogy. Let me ask you, Wayne, would you be willing to get on an airplane if you saw a bunch of your fellow travelers on your airplane sneaking past the TSA?
No, never.
Okay, then why are we being forced to live among millions who have no inherent right to be here who snuck past the very same sort of a vetting process we conducted ports of entry? How's that for an analogy?
Yeah, it's a great one, and I have one that's pretty damn good, too, because for years, you know, look, I've been successful in life, and I bought a beautiful home in a guard-gated country club in Henderson, Nevada, which is a suburb of Las Vegas, a beautiful suburb. It's called Anthem Country Club, and all the homes are built around a gorgeous world-class golf course. Guess who my neighbor was until I moved a couple of years ago? Guess who my neighbor was? Harry Reid. So here's a guy that wants open borders and let everybody in. But in order to get into his guard-gated country club, you have to get by a guard. The guard has a gun. You have to show. There's a sign at the front gate. And it says, and I quote Michael Cutler, "You can't get in. You will not be allowed in without government-issued photo ID." And lined up outside the gate every single morning are literally dozens and dozens of gardener trucks and maids in their cars and nannies in their cars. And they're all dark-skinned, and they all look Mexican or Central American or Hispanic of some kind, for the most part, because this is the desert Southwest. And so they're all, you know, Hispanic, and they're all illegal for the most part, I'm guessing. And they've all got government-issued photo ID. That's how they get in every morning. So how come when comes time to vote, they say it's impossible for poor Democrats to get government-issued photo ID? It's voter suppression to demand it when we all know they've got it, or they couldn't work as gardeners, nannies, and maids at fancy country clubs like Anthem Country Club.
Well, I agree with you. Look, it's always the allegation. But Harry Reid, when he first went to Congress, if you remember that speech from the floor of the Senate, went on about how we shouldn't be giving citizenship to the children of illegal aliens, and that it's an act of insanity to give people anything, if they're here illegally, we need to send them home. After 9/11, you know, Sheila Jackson Lee called me for a hearing about how two of the dead terrorists, Muhammad Atta and Marwan O'Shea, got permission to go to flight school 6 months after 9/11. And she complained bitterly at a hearing on March 10, 2005 about resources for Interior Enforcement. I really thought that what George Bush did was treasonous. Seriously. When he created the Department of Homeland Surrender, as I call DHS, he cut immigration in half and folded it in with all sorts of other agencies that had nothing to do with immigration. Even after we discovered through the 9/11 Commission, then I provided testimony to the Commission, that principally 9/11 was only possible because of multiple failures of the immigration system. So you would have thought that's an easy deal. Hire ICE agents or immigration agents and enforce the law. That's what Congress called for at that hearing. Instead, we've never had more than a couple thousand ICE agents. New York City has 36,000 police officers. ICE has about 6,000, and only about 30% of them are doing immigration work. Think about how insane that is. These are failures by design, but meanwhile, no one's talking about how in Latin America, and there's been hearings about it, Hezbollah is working in close coordination with human traffickers and drug smugglers to move sleeper agents as well as narcotics in huge quantities into the United States. And it's not just the Mexican border. We've got the Canadian border, we've got 95,000 miles of coastline, and we have international airports in virtually every state. So every state's a border state. What Biden would do is have all these illegals be able to bring their children in.
Hey Michael, hold on one sec. Michael, we're going to an ad break. Just hang on to the break. I'm bringing you on the other side. Hold on one second. Take a quick break. Wayne on the Root, The Warrior with Michael Cutler.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee here, and we are so excited. It is the month of February. That's right. It's all about the love. And what is love if you die young and turn somebody into a widow? That's not real love. Hey, I want you to love yourself. Love yourself. Make this your month to get healthy at the cellular level. Get back your mojo, your power, your strength, your energy, your vitality, and be super healthy. And oh, did I mention? Burn that fat. Men, you can lose 30 pounds of fat every 4 weeks. Ladies, 20 pounds of fat every 4 weeks. All you have to do is take a step. That's right. Make the call. Log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. Or call us at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of my show, this is Wayne Allen Root, by the way. The Warrior is with you, the Root's on fire. And this segment of my show is sponsored by my podcast, War Raw. As a matter of fact, my weekend top 10 is up right now. I'm most proud of it, even though we do podcasts on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I also record a special Friday morning podcast called Wayne Allen Root, War Raw. It is the weekend edition, and it is my top 10, kind of my Casey Kasem for conservatives, top 10 news stories in the country for anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts. You will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Go check it out. It's available right now. The Friday one will be up as well in a little while, you know, as soon as the show is over. But the weekend one is up now, my special weekend edition, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. Check it out. If you like the show, you'll love the podcast. We've got our guest returning for another segment. His name is Michael Cutler. He's a columnist for Front Page Magazine. He's a radio host. His website's michaelcutler.net. He knows more about the border and illegal immigration, I would venture to say, than anybody in this country. He's a former senior special agent for INS, now known as DHS and ICE. And it's a pleasure and an honor to have Michael Cutler with us. Welcome back, Michael.
My pleasure. By the way, it's not just illegal immigration, it's the legal system also. Realize that most of the terrorists who've attacked America did not run the border. They came through ports of entry, they committed visa fraud, they lied to the inspectors, they had fake documents. Look how insane we are. New York State got hammered the worst on 9/11. We're providing driver's licenses to illegal aliens in New York, in New Jersey, in Illinois.
In Nevada, where I live. In Nevada.
Okay, so now think about this. I don't think we've heard of any airplanes being used in a terror attack since 9/11. What is the method of conveyance used in almost every attack? Motor vehicles. If you look at the 93 bombing at the Trade Center, an illegal alien, an out-of-status alien, rented the truck that they loaded with the bomb. Another illegal alien, out-of-status former student, drove the truck and parked it in the garage, okay? So immigration fraud is a huge deal. You have Alejandro Mayorkas working now as the head of the Department of Homeland Surrender. This guy, when he was working for Obama as the head of Citizenship and Immigration Services, I think of them as America's locksmith. They give out green cards, citizenship, political asylum. ordered his employees to do whatever they had to do to get to yes. And if you look at the 9/11 Commission report, immigration fraud, people lying on those applications, is the key method of entry and embedding for terrorists. Okay? He ordered that they get to yes. This is well after 9/11. We knew immigration fraud was a big deal. He's now running DHS. There will be no interviews of the people that they want to legalize. And many of them snuck in. Why? Perhaps they're fugitives. Perhaps they're terrorists. They know that their real identities will probably block them from entry. Now, the big lie we're told is if we legalize all the aliens who are here, number one, we'll know who's here. That's bunk. There's no capacity to interview them. Forget about field investigations. And they're here already, so they're already involved with the economy. Another big lie. Because we were talking, is it 25 million, is it 30 million? It might wind up 40 because people can come in and lie about their date of entry. But just, you know, false security is the only thing worse than no security. So Biden says, well, they have to have been here since January 1st to qualify. January 1st of what year? You lie about when you got here. You lie about your name. The adjudicators can't verify any of the information. And it takes minutes to deny to approve an application and days to deny one. If you're trying to clear up a backlog, you're going to rubber stamp everything, and you're going to have Mayorkas demanding you do it. And by the way, Mayorkas was investigated by the Office of Inspector General for giving visas to people because of political connections, and they found that he did. I mean, think about who this guy is. He's American.
But, Michael, how does anyone ever get punished for doing things like that? Where was his punishment once they found out he did?
Nothing. Upkiss. Zilch. Now, look at this. They're saying they're here. We'll know who they are. They're going to be able to bring in their children. If you don't do DNA testing, what's to prevent some guy with no kids from claiming to have 8 children because he's getting $2,000 a head?
Right.
We could wind up, this is the real number, okay? Forget the 11 million, 30 million, that's small change. Folks, understand this. We could be looking at over 100 million coming in with no capacity to interview them or do anything else. And if they're kids, we have to educate them. The Congressional Budget Office did a study back in 06 and found that it costs 20 to 40% more to educate kids who can't speak, write, or English. If you think our schools are having problems now, imagine 100 million more kids going to the schools. And when they grow up, what happens? They're going to be part of the labor pool about Cloward Piven, okay? By the way, you want to talk about the Green New Deal? These folks need more than a pillow to sleep on. They will all need water, electricity, food,
sewerage. You're making it a polluted country. You're polluting the country. You're literally exhausting our resources.
By the way, it's unconstitutional because aren't the states guaranteed protection against invasion and domestic violence? Article 4, Section 4.
All right, Michael Cutler.
We are.
It's bad news, and I'm telling you, it's Cloward Piven. This is how they destroy the United States of America.
And some of the states are taking them on. My show starts, by the way, in about 2 minutes of the Michael Cutler Hour. But, please, folks, get involved. I always like to make the point that democracy is not a spectator sport. We've been hoodwinked. It's time for Americans to wake up and say enough is enough. And we need to work, even with the Democrats. I don't think half of them understand the magnitude of this disaster that is about to befall America if Biden gets his way.
Yeah, well, he's getting his way. Michael Cutler, thank you for coming on. Front Page Magazine, columnist, radio host, website, michaelcutler.net. We'll see you for hour number two. Thank you, Michael.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.